From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. It is Thursday, March 19th at 8:55, almost 8:56, and we have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And these grain futures have been kind of all over the place after yesterday's run-up, particularly in the corn, seeing bulls spreading. We've backed off a little bit, but however, keep in mind that this December corn is not too far from last week's high at 498.5. We're at 492.5, up 2¾. A lot of talk about acreage in the U.S. with a lot of private estimates out this week. Corn acres expected to be 93 to 95 million. Bean acres, 85, maybe a little bit more above that. However, what I'm watching is just huge reduction in open interest in both corn and beans on this week's action. We're down about 65,000 contracts in the beans. That's a huge move. So funds have moved out of these really big long positions and probably a little bit on the sidelines right now in the grains. A little long, but not very much. Right now, we see the July corn futures at 477. That's 2.5 higher. December at 492.25, up 2.5. July soybeans only 0.75 cents higher at 1177.25. New crop November 1147.5. That's 6 cents higher. The meal futures have been a surprise this week, being relatively strong, particularly in relation to the bean oil. Bean oil's had all the glow recently, but not this week. We've got the meal futures up as much as $7 this morning, bean oil just a hair lower. On the wheat side of things, Russia came out today and bumped up the size of their wheat crop from last month's projections. So we've got the wheat futures down a little bit with the July Chicago wheat at 613, down 2.5. July KC wheat, 7 cents lower at 633.5. And the livestock futures have really struggled this week. And the JBS plant at Greeley, Colorado is still closed. And that's had a lot of impact on the cash business, which has been nil. We've got June live cattle futures at 232.30. That's down $1.70. We do have a cattle on feed report Friday afternoon. April feeders at 351.12 is down $2.70. And April live hogs, 93.60, down 15. These outside markets have really been a big factor this week with the metals futures down sharply. Gold's down as much as $345 right now. That's a huge move. The crude oil futures has continued to work higher. We've got April crude, $97.52. That's up $1.20. We've had the Brent crude up over 100 almost all week. The dollar index at 99.75 is down 0.12. That's inched up over par at the end of last week, back down under that 100 level so far this week. That is going to be a big factor as we go forward. Again, watch these grains because they seem to be wanting to be choppy, and wheat has been the driver on corn prices recently. Wheat's lower, corn still higher. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.